Hurricane Katrina kills hundreds. Hurricane Katrina, which unleashed its ferocious force on the southern Gulf Coast states of the USA on Monday, has left perhaps hundreds dead and inflicted catastrophic damage. Huge swathes of New Orleans are flood-stricken as water from a nearby lake breached the dams that protected the city. The inundated area has been left without electricity and safe drinking water. President George W. Bush has declared a state of emergency and promised considerable federal funding to compensate victims and get the whole region back on its feet. The economic cost of the hurricane's rampage could be the highest in U.S. history. Insurers estimate the storm could cost $26 billion. The effects will be felt worldwide as oil prices are set for another spike. The human cost is continuing to rise, and many predict the death toll will surpass the 256 killed by Hurricane Camille in 1969. Rescue services continue their attempts to save lives. They have to negotiate perilously high water, toppled trees, and hazardous debris. Live power cables are hampering efforts to reach frantic survivors stranded on the roofs of their homes. Tens of thousands of properties have been destroyed in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco told a news conference, "The devastation is greater than our worst fears. It's totally overwhelming." In the wake of the disaster, the New Orleans mayor has declared martial law to curtail an outbreak of looting as thieves take advantage of the chaos.